This is one of my favorite metronome exercises of all time. I might have put this on part one or part two. I really don't remember. But I'm going to repeat it here because it's so valuable. The tempo is 240. Let me just explain. I'm going to ultimately set the metronome on 30. So the tempo is 240 for this tune, Ornithology by Charlie Parker. And so here's what it should sound like. Here's what the tempo sounds like. Like, that was the melody and the tempo. And so if I half the metronome to 120 instead of 240, now I could do it such that it's only on 2 and 4, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. I'm not going to play the whole melody, but it'd be like 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, etc., right? And that's like a hi-hat going on 2 and 4. And then if I go down to 60, then it's, I could choose either the 2 or 4. I mean, I could choose the 1 or 3 as well, but in 2 or 4, it mimics the swing, where the swing, you know, swing feel is. So I'm going to choose 2 in this case. So in other words, this is 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And I could solo and play the head on that. And now I'm going to go even further down to 30. And now I'm going to choose only the two of every other bar like this. 2, 3. So hang on. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm just getting used to that before I play it. Thank you. So my mastery of the head is poor. Like, I have to rehearse the melody, and I'm playing it on a Les Paul right now, where the strings are thinner, so it's a little bit less of a ideal response than the some of my other jazz guitars. But I'm not making excuses. My rhythm is shaky on that, but for the most part, I stayed with it, and that's it. Feels good. Like, it feels good to have that kind of internal sense of swing. To the extent I have it, I could always do more with it, you know.